It's hard to hear me or the Daf Yomi? I can't believe it's because of the Daf Yomi. Mr. Sabrowski?
Couldn't find a quieter
acoustic.
It's nothing to do with the Daf Yomi.
So where would you like me to sit? I don't want to sit with my back to the Aron Kodesh.
My seat. After racing. Let's see. There's a general Shaila. What's today? Wednesday night, 000. Mishnah Berurah here. Siman Nun Hey. We're up to Sif Tezayin. To answer your question, there's a general question about the first time you do a mitzvah, do you make shechianu? It's nogea woman benching licht, a man putting on tefillin. So there's an easy way out of, it's a machlokis, but the easy way out is that you have in mind, the woman has in mind she's making shechianu on the acquisition and ownership of the leichter, and the boy can have in mind he's making a shechianu on the acquisition and ownership of the tefillin. So it's Kelam Chadoshim. The machlokas is whether you make a shechianu when you do a mitzvah for the first time. By tefillin and by leichter, which was the most common case, so you have the benefit of the acquisition of objects. So that's how they get around it. That's what they should have in mind the first time they make shechianu.
So if he's wearing it a month beforehand, before he's bar mitzvah, he should make it there? Or wait till he's bar mitzvah?
You should wait till he's bar mitzvah, of course, but, the newness, he has to still feel the freshness and the newness. If it's already boring for him after a month, so then it's a problem, then he can't make shechianu anymore. Okay, Siman Nun Hey, Siftei Zayin. So we'll learn, yeah. So we learned that the minyan has to be in the same place, the 10 people have to be in the same place, and we're learning different cases where they may or may not be in the same place. So Sif Tezayin has the following case. Here's the picture. It's taken from a Gemara in Erevin. You have here, this is called a Chatzer Katana, and this is called a Chatzer Gedola. Come here if you want to see it. From the perspective of the Chatzer Ketana, this is called Nifratz B'milua L'Gedola. There's no Mechitza here on the fourth. It might be surrounded by Mechitzas on three sides, but the fourth side is completely open. But the Gedola, which is wider, has what's called Gifufi over here, and therefore this, if it's not 10 Amos wide, and it's Omid Meruba Al-Aporetz, because Omid Meruba Al-Aporetz counts all the walls in total. It's a mistake that people make. Oymid Meruba Al-Aporetz doesn't deal with one side. Oymid Meruba Al-Aporetz deals with the sum total of all the sides. So from the perspective of the Chatzer Gedola, it is still separate from the Chatzer Ketana, because it has mechitzos all around it. And this is only a Pesach, not a Pirtza, because it's not 10 amos wide. But from the perspective of the Chatzer Ketana, it's completely open to the Chatzer Gedola. So that's the case here in the Mechaber. Sif Tezayin, Chatzer Ketana. So this is in Hilchas Erevin, and it's also in our Halachas here. Chatzer Ketana, Shenifritza B'Milua L'Gedola. Dahainu, Shenifritza Ketana, B'Mokom Chibura L'Gedola. B'Nafal Kol Oso Kosel, Shahoyo Matzik B'Neihem. Uve Gedola Nisheres Mesheres Kosel Zer Shanofal Pasim, those pieces. Pirish Ma'at Kosel Yosher Veshover Mikan Umikan. You've just seen the picture. So again, from the perspective of the Gedola, it's separate from the Ketana. A Gedola Kimufleges Mina Ketana. But from the perspective of the Ketana, it's completely part of the Gedola. So you're saying that doesn't make any sense? Sure it is. Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is Shimon's friend. Shimon's not Reuben's friend. That's all happens all the time. The Ketana is part of the Gedola, but the Gedola is separate from the Ketana. The Eina Ketana Muflegas Min HaGedola. Ela Harei Keren Zlodashila. It's like a corner of the Gedola from its perspective. Oh. So, this is what the din is by a minion. Lefikach. Again, the Ketana is part of the Gedola, but the Gedola is not part of the Ketana. Oh, no, that's not the right way to say it. From the perspective of the Gedola, it is separate from the Ketana. From the perspective of the Ketana, it is part of the Gedola. So, in Tisha B'Gedola, and it doesn't mean nine, it means 9, 8, 7, 6. If you have most of the people in the Gedola, the Echad B'Ketana, or up to 4 in the Ketana, so you have a minion. Of course, the Ketana from its, the 4 in the Ketana are Nimshach to the Gedola. Because from the perspective of the Ketana and the people in it, they're in the Gedola, really, from their perspective. So, but also you have the factor of Rov and Miut. So if Miut of people is in the Ketana, you've got yourself a minion. Shaketana Nigreris Acharei HaGedola, Varehu Kiiluhi B'Toch HaGedola, Kivan Sheharov B'Gedola. Avalim Hoyu Tisha B'Ketana, but if most people, 9 or up till 6, we're in the Ketana, Vechad B'Gedola, O Chamisha B'Zu, B'Chamisha B'Zu, then Ein Mitztarfin, because the Rov is not Nimshach Achar HaMiut. So you need two factors to have a minion here. You need, the Ketana will be Nimshach Achar HaGedola, but not vice versa. And therefore you need Miut in the Ketana. Because the Miut is Nimshach Achar HaRov, not vice versa. Okay, now of course someone's going to speak out that according to the shittas we had, if they see each other, this whole thing is rendered irrelevant. Because if they, we have shittas that if they see each other, even if they're in two separate rooms completely, then it's served to a minion. So you always have that factor. Rov of minion. If there is, if there are 20 people and there's, you only have to form a minion. So once there's 6 in the Gedola, you're okay. Right. Tisha B'Gedola HaKlal. Mishnah gives the rule. The HaGedola Yefshel Loli Moshech Acher HaKetana. The Gedola is not part of the Ketana, so to speak. Lefisha Hikumuflegas, because it, from its perspective, it's separate from the Ketana. B'Gam HaTzibur the Chashivi, and also the more Choshev HaTzibur Yefshel Lohem Li Moshech Acher HaYochid. Vafilu Chamisha Acher Chamisha Yefshel Lohem Li Moshech. Rock, you need these two factors. Hayochid Nimshach Acher HaTzibur, and the Ketana is Nimshach Acher HaGedola. B'Shemochi Yefshel Sheyitztarfu Elam Kein Hayochid B'Ketana, or as I said, up to 4 people, HaTzibur B'Gedola, and of course if they see each other, it's a whole new ball game according to those shittas. Now since you're very sophisticated fellows, so it's a little more complicated than that. The Achronim asked the following question. If anybody learns Daf Yomi and remembers Erevin Daf, and remembers Erevin Daf Tes, this is on Daf Tzadik Beis. Really, there's a shita in the beginning of Erevin that this whole picture is, it's not true. That if these serve as mechitzos for the Chatzar Gedola, and the Chatzar Gedola is separated from the Ketana, then they would also serve as mechitzos for the Ketana, and the Ketana would be considered separated from the Gedola. And this is a case called Nireh Mibachutz V'Shoveh Mibifnim. That the person standing inside the Ketana looks, and he doesn't see any mechitzas. What mechitzas? Who mechitzas? He just sees one completely open wall. But there is something that's halachically mechitzas between the two chatzerim, these two pieces, except the guy in here doesn't see it. So that status is called Nireh Mibachutz V'Shoveh Mibifnim, and there is a shita that that's a valid mechitza for the Ketana too. So since the din we just learned is a Mishnah, so the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Beis asks, according to the Amora, back in the beginning of the Masechta, who held of this, so what's the pshat in this Mishnah? Right? So the Gemara answers, it's talking about such a case, where the walls, these walls extend past the mechitzas on both sides. So the Chotzer Katana can't use, according to everybody, these pieces as mechitzos, because they're cut off from those mechitzos by these two walls extending past the mechitzos. And in that case of Shovim Bifnim, everybody's moda that this doesn't use these as mechitzos, because they're completely cut off from them by this. So the Achronim ask, whoa, we pass in like this man the Omar. How can the Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchos Brachos ignore that ukimta of the case and just say the din we just learned and not say that for the din to be true it has to extend? So it's a kasha. There's no good terence. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Balatanya and his Shulchan Aruch, adds that condition. Adds the condition that the Gemara says according to that man the Omar, which is the way we pass it. That's all I have to say. It's a kasha. It's a kasha that Achronim ask. Why there's no mention of the Nosei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch of that condition here? You want to be mechalik between a chazan, between 10 people and this? The Gemara tushtels it. The Gemara in Erevin itself tushtels the minyan case. So it's hard to make an arbitrary chiluk on your own. Okay, let's go back to Yud Zion. Yud Zion is the same idea. If the Shliach Tzibur being Motzi, the people are Biktana, the Tzibur Bigadola, so that's okay. Motzi on Yudei Chol Boson, Shehu Nigra Achreya. Right? The Ktana is Ninshach to the Gedola, the Shliach Tzibur is with them. The Shliach Tzibur also has to be in the same place as the Tzibur, so he's with them. But in Hoya Ashatz Begadola, so from his perspective, he's not with them. That's a problem. The Tzibur Biktana ain't a motzir Yidei Chol Vosa. She ain't a rov nigger achar hayochid, which is really the din we just had. But we just had it in terms of making a minion. Now we're having it in terms of the Shliach Tzibur. But the Shliach Tzibur has to be in the same place as the Tzibur. So again, if the Shliach Tzibur is in the Ktana, so from his perspective, he's in the same place as the Tzibur. But if the Shliach Tzibur is in the Gedola, he, from his perspective, is not in the same place as the Tzibur. So that's what Sif Yud Zion teaches us, that Sif Tez Zion holds true for the Shliach Tzibur as well.
The people in the large Chotzer, the Shliach Tzibur is not with them, from their perspective.
We look at it from the Shliach Tzibur's perspective.
Why?
He has to be in the same place as the Tzibur. That's how it is. Einam Otsiyam Vafilu Moyu Asara B'Ktano. Even if there's already 10 people in the Ktano, and he's in the Gedola, Einu Hu Motsiyam Yudei Chol Vosa. But that's what we said. The Shliach Tzibur has to be in the same place as the Tzibur. What about nowadays when the Shliach Tzibur is not Motzi? Afilu ha'idna dekulon b'kiyin. So yesterday we said, we didn't know, we weren't sure. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, mikol makom ein lo lomar kaddish or kedusha sham. He should not say kaddish or kedusha. Kivan shebamokom shehu omein ein sham minyan. Because he's standing without a minyan. Avo kesheyesh minyan b'mokom hashatz. But if he's together with 10 people, Badai Motzi Afilu Osam Sheim Achore Beis Hakneses B'Shomin U'Mechavnin V'Gam U'Mechavin Sheyotzi Kol HaShomin. So here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, I didn't see anybody really talk about it. It's really not like the Mashmos we had in Sif Yud Gimel. In Sif Yud Gimel we said it sounds like there's another din. Besides forming a minyan, there's a separate din that the Shliach Tzibur has to be together with the Tzibur. So even if there's a minyan without him, like it's another din, he can't be multi them. Here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if there's a minion with the Shliach Tzibur, okay, it's not really a steer because it's like Tzilah B'Tzibur, like we have. If there's a minion together with the Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur then is validated, so to speak, so then anybody who can hear him, he can be motzi. He doesn't have to be in the same, for the Etzem being motzi, he doesn't have to be in the same place as them. It's for the Inyan of B'Tzibur, that he's B'Tzibur being motzi, people, because of the Takanas Chazal, that B'Tzibur, you can be motzi people with Tfilah, so then the Shliach Tzibur has to be in the same place as the Tzibur. Once he's with a Tzibur, then anybody could listen to him and be Yotza. Again, all of this falls by the wayside if they see each other, according to the Mandi Omar, that seeing each other helps even for two completely separate rooms. That's going to universally hold true for all of the sifim that we're learning. Sif Yud Ches. Im Ketzaso Asorah B'Beis HaKnesses. Some of the ten is in the shul, the Ketzosim V'Azorah. And some are in, let's say, the Ezes Noshim, we would call it. Einam Itztarif. So why does the, what? So why does the Shulchan Aruch make a special point about this? This is really a very natural halacha based on all the sifim we've learned up till now. So the Achranim say, because you might think, you would have Amamina, that the Ezes Noshim is part of the shul. It's part of the tzura of the shul, so it's all called one room. Kamash Malam? No, it's not one room. It has its own mechitzas, it's cut off, it's separate, and therefore, it's not, that's not the case. We don't say that it's part of the shul automatically. Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Nun Zayin, Uktosim Bo'azara, who are then afilu and test the base hakneses, the yochet bazara, doesn't help. Because of our prima godim, here's what we just spoke out, the he, the sif, you zayin, you test, you test, marry when they don't see each other. Truth is, it's not just you zayin, you test, you test, it's also you gimel, you dalet, test vav and test zayin. You dalet, test vav and test zayin. Yeah, no, you gimel. You gimel, you dalet, test vav and test zayin. It's all the same. So it's all talking about when they don't see each other. This is the sheet of the Prima Gaudim, and we learned yesterday, according to Mogen Avram, it's actually the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. But that was yesterday's shiur. What? Who? Mekil. That seeing each other helps, even if it's two different rooms.
The Ramah was Mekil?
It's the Machaber and Ramah. According to the Mogen Avram. According to the Maimon Mordechai, that's not the kavana of the Shulchan Aruch. You had to be there yesterday. The Beroyan says that they see each other, Afilu B'Shnei Batim Mamish, two houses, two rooms, Mitztarf and Dumya D'Zimun, L'Kamah B'Sif Kutzor D'Alef, V'Yesh Machmir and Afilu Beroyan, that's the Shita, the other Shitas, Maimon Mordechai and others, V'Mokum Adchak Efesh Yesh L'Hokel, so it's funny. Other places we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, he was more comfortable with those that are mekilim and lenient. And he said, you know, he brought them down almost as the main shita. And the other ones were the machmirim. Here he says, "B'mokam adchak efshar sheyesh lahokel," which is not really the way he's been talking up till now. So I don't know what to make of it. So, you know, if the issue ever comes up, and it could come up more often than you think. But I had today, you know, in the shul where I daven mincha gedoyla, so there were nine people, and there was one guy in a different room. This is the place in my downstairs shul by my house in Yerushalayim, where it's like one room, but there are sliding doors between the two rooms, and when the sliding doors are open, you would think it's one room. But a lot of times they close the sliding doors in order to create two rooms. Plus there's a Tzuras HaPesach, even when the sliding doors are open. So again, we could see each other, because it's like one big room almost. But I told him to come in. You know, you want to be Machmir, you don't want to be Tzvei Mechamer. And it's really two rooms, and it's even used as two rooms.
Was he learning?
No, he was davening Mincha.
I think if he's learning, would you be Machmir as learning?
I wouldn't daven anyway. I want 10 Mispalwa. Trick question, huh? You weren't here when we discussed that happened in the Vesikim in Yom Tov, Ramat Beit Shemesh on Shabbos. That they used, they wanted to use two people learning for the minyan because they ran short, and we discussed the ethics of that. See, you can't miss a day here. It's something, very exciting every day. Something exciting is said every day. Eina mitstarfen nun ches mishum dein sham pirtza. Because there's no pirtza. Baruch Hashem, the Yeshus Nashim, there's no pirtza. Baruch Hashem. Pesach gufa. The door, afilu ain't shamdelas, ke mechitza chashuva, yeah, because halachically it would be a mechitza. Ba'avalei shnei botim. Kos v'chai yodom, l'fi zeh, k'sheyesh bayis, l'fnim ha'menu cheder, and there's another room, v'acheder hu ain't a poritz b'miluo, so it's like a mechitza, the opening is a mechitza, it's like a, yeah, ha'mespa'u shom, kilu mespa'u b'yechidi. See, the chai yodom here is very machmir. He's not even talking about creating a minion, but he's talking about that the guy in the other room is called Mespawel B'tzibur. So the Chayodim starts off saying he's davening B'yichidus. Barak Kaddish Kedusha Yochalanos. He can answer Kaddish Kedusha, but he's not davening with a minion. And that would be the equivalent of saying that the women in an Ezra's Noshim, such as this, see, if the women, like in not such a classy shul like we have, so they're in the same room and they just put up a sheet, like I davened in Bial on Rosh Hashanah, they just put up a sheet, and the women are in the, so that's called the sheet is put up with Tzniusa Bialma, it's not halachically a mechitza, and at least the poskim don't treat it as a halachic mechitza, and you could put it up on Shabbos, and the women there will be davening with a minyan. But here, according to the Chayyodim, they're not davening with a minyan. Again, unless you're soymech on the sheet, is that if you see each other, so then you could even be mitzuruf to a minyan. Hoshkein, seeing each other would be called that you're davening with a minyan. But them. What? We can't see them, but they could see us. It's a, okay. We talked about that yesterday with the one-way glass. What would be the din? It would not be good ground, as you can't see them.
So, okay, so some of the that they come, they hear the Kriya.
Well, that has nothing to do with anything. No, that's just a din, a Kriya B'tzibur, so there's 10 men. We always have, we do have 10 men reading for the women.
Second time we read, yep. It was 10?
I believe there's 10 men there. And if not, so they don't. They certainly don't have a chiyuv to hear it b'tzibur. If there's a takonos chazal to hear it parshas zochar b'tzibur, you could be sure they weren't masakin it for women. Even on the tzad that women are, they certainly wouldn't be mechayev women to hear it b'tzibur. Al kaponim b'tachayodim says that if you're in a different room, let's assume for a moment ein royan zeh. We won't get into that shaila. So the Chayyadim says a different room is not only not, does not a minion make, but it's not even called the davening b'tzibur. So if we would have had 10 people by mincha today by me, and that kid would have still stayed in that room, he's not davening b'tzibur, he's davening b'yichidus according to the Chayyadim. U'b'tshuvas haradvaz, simen tof reish nun matzasi achilik, shekosav that everything is dafka linyan siruch. Look, I'll be creating a minion. Creating 10. Alvo Shayir Kimispawalim Matsibur, but there's a condition in the Radvaz. If there's no other door, if to get out you have to pass through the other room. See, in my case, Gradin downstairs by me, there is another door to that room. So even according to the Radvaz, that kid wouldn't have been called davening with a minion. Unless you say Mechanashitas, that if you see each other, it's okay. But that's what the Radvaz argues with the Chayyadim, but with a very important caveat, with a very important condition. The Radvaz says that there's all of the talk in the Shulchan Aruch of the Gabi creating a minion. But if it's, then it should be called Mespawel Matzibur like the women. See, the women also, the Radvaz would not apply, because they have their own doorway. They go out of the building, they don't have to pass through here. So again, the Radvaz does not apply. The Radvaz's condition is, im ein lecheder pesach acher, Rak dafcha derech habayis hagadol choshev kimispalo lematzibur. So because of the only reason the women are called davening with the tzibur is if you're soymich on the sheet of rowing. And again, and we really can't see them. So it's not so cautious. We could see them moving around, but that's going to be taken care of very hopefully. Yeah. What? Women are not mechuyev to daven b'tzibur. Women have absolutely no obligation to daven b'tzibur. You want to know, do they have the maila of, if you daven b'tzibur, your tefillos are listening? Women have kavana much more than men. They don't need the tzibur. Men need the tzibur. What?
Rav Gil's office.
Is
Rav Gil's office.